I was surprised, however, to see that his next selections did not include the domino nations of Southeast Asia. Rather, they were all Middle Eastern countries: Palestine, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Syria, and Iran. After that, he turned to Pakistan and Afghanistan. Each time, the Nixon doll screamed out some epithet before dropping the country into his bucket, and in every instance, his vituperative words were anti-Islamic: Muslim dogs, Mohammed's monsters, and Islamic devils. The crowd became very excited, the tension mounting with each new addition to the bucket. They seemed torn between fits of laughter, shock, and rage. At times, I sensed they took offense at the puppeteer's language. I also felt intimidated. I stood out in this crowd, taller than the rest, and I worried that they might direct their anger at me. Then Nixon said something that made my scalp tingle when Razzie translated it. "Give this one to the World Bank. See what it can do to make us some money off Indonesia." He lifted Indonesia from the map and moved to drop it into the bucket, but just at that moment, another puppet leaped out of the shadows. This puppet represented an Indonesian man, dressed in batik shirt and khaki slacks, and he wore a sign with his name clearly printed on it. "A popular Bandung politician," Razzie explained. This puppet literally flew between Nixon and Bucket Man and held up his hand. "Stop," he shouted. "Indonesia is sovereign." The crowd burst into applause. Then Bucket Man lifted his flag and thrust it like a spear into the Indonesian, who staggered and died a most dramatic death. The audience members booed, hooted, screamed, and shook their fists. Nixon and Bucket Man stood there, looking out at us. They bowed and left the stage. "I think I should go," I said to Razzie. He placed a hand protectively around my shoulder. "It's okay," he said. "They have nothing against you personally." I wasn't so sure. Later, we all retired to the coffee house. Razzie and the others assured me that they had not been informed ahead of time about the Nixon World Bank skit. "You never know what to expect from that puppeteer," one of the young men observed. I wondered aloud whether this had been staged in my honor. Someone laughed and said I had a very big ego. "Typical of Americans," he added, patting my back congenially. "Indonesians are very conscious of politics," the man in the chair beside me said. "Don't Americans go to shows like this?"